Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Robert Mugabe resigned as president of Zimbabwe Tuesday, ending his 37 years in power. The resignation was greeted with celebrations in the streets. The 93-year-old leader clung to power for a week after a military takeover. He was placed under house arrest. Sunday, he was stripped of his leadership role in the ruling ZANU-PF party. People like parliamentarian Edson Gumbo reacted with hope.
It's a historic event. We got a lot to learn from this and to improve on where we made mistakes and make this country great again.
Mr. Mugabe sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and he is now expected to be sworn in as president as early as Wednesday. If Mr. Mugabe and his family leave Zimbabwe, where might they go? Joy Mabenge is with the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition.
The best for Mugabe is to go to the Far East. He has always gone to the Far East. You know, he goes to Malaysia, he goes to Singapore. It is rumored that he has investments there. There are less Zimbabweans there and not so many people who care.
Among international reaction, Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
First sight, this is a moment of hope for Zimbabwe and for the people of Zimbabwe.
The U.S. says it sees it as a historic opportunity. Mr. Mugabe was facing impeachment in Parliament. The U.S. Treasury slapped new sanctions on 13 Chinese and North Korean entities accused by Washington of enabling Pyongyang to pursue nuclear and missile programs. The action was announced after President Donald Trump put Pyongyang back on a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Among the groups hit, three Chinese companies that the Treasury Department said combined did about $750 million in business with North Korea. This is VOA News. Search for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44 continues, but there's growing concern the crew, including Argentina's first female officer, is running low on oxygen after the vessel disappeared last Wednesday after reporting an electrical malfunction. Navy spokesman Gabriel Galeazzi said the level of oxygen in the submarine is a matter of constant concern. He said every day that passes, the situation becomes more critical. An international air and sea effort involving Argentina and four other countries in search and rescue continues. The U.S. Defense Department Tuesday said more than 100 Islamist militants were killed in an airstrike in Somalia targeting al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab fighters. The Pentagon said the airstrike was carried out at a jihadist camp about 200 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu. The U.S. warned Tuesday that Americans traveling to Saudi Arabia should be aware of the risk of ballistic missile strikes from Yemen. The government issued a new travel warning following an earlier Houthi rebel launch near Riyadh, intercepted by Saudi air defense. The U.S. also says it wants the Palestine Liberation Office in Washington to remain open, although U.S. spokesman Heather Nauert said U.S. law may force closure following allegations. Palestinian officials made statements that targeted Israelis for possible crimes against Palestinians to be taken up by the International Criminal Court.
The secretary concluded that the factual record, in particular certain statements made by Palestinian leaders about the ICC, this I'm referring to comments that were made at the United Nations, did not permit the secretary to make a factual certification that was required by that statute. Mm-hmm. So he took a very technical look at this and determined that the PLO had not complied with the conditions that were set by Congress.
The office is subject to a review every 6 months. Prime Minister Saad Hariri is back in Lebanon for the first time since announcing his resignation in a spat with the Iranian-backed Hezbollah. Speaking Tuesday in Egypt, Mr. Hariri said he spoke with his Egyptian hosts about Lebanon's stability and for the need for his country to stay out of regional conflicts. The dispute is seen as part of a struggle between Iran and Saudi Arabia. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier Tuesday held talks with party leaders in an effort to salvage a coalition government involving Chancellor Angela Merkel following September elections. Coalition talks collapsed on Sunday. The former foreign minister could call snap elections. Venezuelan authorities detained the acting president of Citgo and several other executives of the state-owned oil company's U.S. subsidiary on corruption charges. The chief prosecutor said they might have assisted a foreign power, a likely reference to the United States, in its pursuit of an anti-Venezuelan strategy. Fast food chain McDonald's Corporation will demolish a museum in suburban Chicago next month that is a replica of its first restaurant. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.